Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 194. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week and this year with a track by Group Love. The song is called Tongue Tied. That's on the band's album Never Trust a Happy Song, which came out September of last year on Atlantic Records. I know you heard that song on an iPad. That's where I heard it as well, but it stuck in my head enough that I had to check out the album and see what was there. It is a good album. Lots of variation there and some interesting things, but that song definitely has the big hook, so that's why it ended up here on the Too Much Rock Podcast. A lot of the podcast this week is me picking up albums that made best of 2011 lists that I just never picked up for whatever reason, so we'll be doing that for the next couple of weeks, probably. A lot of 2011 music, but some really good stuff, or at least stuff that was critically acclaimed. We're going to jump into one of those tracks right now. This is a song called I Still Believe by Frank Turner. Hey, yay, hey, yay, friends and Romans, countrymen. Hey, yay, hey, yay, punks and skins and journeymen. Hey, yay, hey, yay, my sisters and my brethren, the time coming near. Come ye, come ye, to soulless corporate circus tops. Come ye, come ye, to toilet circuit touring stops. Come ye, come ye, to bedrooms, bars and bunker squats. The sound is ringing clear. Now who'd have thought that after all, something as simple as rock and roll would save us all. Now who'd have thought that after all, it was rock and roll. Rock and roll. And I still believe in the saints. Yeah, in Jerry Lee and in Johnny and all the greats. And I still believe in the sound that has the power to raise a temple and tear it down. And I still believe in the need for guitars and drums and desperate poetry. And I still believe that everyone can find a song for every time they've lost and every time they've won. So just remember, folks, we're not just saving lives, we're saving souls and we're having fun.
So small, who'd have thought that after all, it's rock and roll.
Let's get heavy.
song is just a blast, isn't it? That is the band Fucked Up with the song Queen of Hearts. That is on the album David Comes to Life, which came out last June on Matador Records. That's a sprawling rock opera that's ended up on a lot of best of 2011 lists, including topping more than a few of them. The band has progressed quite a bit since their hardcore roots, but you can decide if that's a good thing or bad thing. I'm very happy with it, especially with the guest vocals there from Madeline Follin from Cults. I think that's great. Before that, we played Frank Turner with the song I Still Believe. That is on his album England Keep My Bones, which was released in June of last year on Epitaph Records. Frank Turner, obviously English, from London, very much in the Billy Bragg mold there, and I think I've played him on the podcast a number of times. He toured through the States last fall, and unfortunately, I was out of town when he came in, so I was very sad to miss him, as I'm a big fan, and I'm a big fan of that song. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But as I always say, hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Let's dump into some more music here. This is a song by the band The Head and the Heart. The song is called Down in the Valley.
Wish I was a slave to an age-old trade, like riding around on rail cars and working long days. Lord, have mercy on my rough and rowdy ways. Lord, have mercy on my rough and rowdy ways. Too many, call it pride of a man. It don't make no difference if you sit or you stand, 'cause they both end in trouble and start again. Yeah, they both end in trouble and start. on my way. I am on my way back to where I started. California, Oklahoma, and all of the places I never been to. Down in the valley, whiskey rivers, these are the places you will find me hiding. These are the places I will always go. These are the places I will always go. So I wish I was a slave to an age-old trade. Lord, have mercy on my rough and rowdy ways.
There will always be someone better than you. Even if you're the best. So let's stop the competition now, or we will both be losers. And I'm ashamed I ever tried to be higher than the rest. Brother, I am not alone. We've all tried to be on top of the world somehow, 'cause we have all been losers. I don't wanna be laid down. No, I don't wanna die knowing that I spent so much time when I was young just trying to be the winner. So I wanna make it clear now, I wanna make it known that I don't care about any of that shit no more. Don't care about being a winner or being smooth with women or going out on Fridays, being the life of parties. No. Cause you won't be on top of the world so long in constant competition. This ain't about no one in particular, but I can list a few. I'm removing myself from the queue. Don't care about being a winner or being
That is the Bell Brigade with the song Losers. That's on the band's self-titled album. It came out April, I guess, on Reprise Records. That is the big sister, little brother combination of Barbara and Ethan Gruska. The album there sounds a lot like mid-period Fleetwood Mac, I guess. And there's some big explosions in that song, but a lot of it's very neo-folk, very much a now sound. If you've enjoyed that track, catch the band live or go visit them on Amazon or iTunes and listen through and see if it's something I think you're going to be into. But if you like that track, I think you're going to be into that album. Before that, we heard from The Head and the Heart with the song Down in the Valley. That is on their self-titled album as well. I believe they released that album back in 2009 or maybe 2010, but it's just been re-released in 2011 on Sub Pop Records, so they've got to be very tired of playing those songs, but I'd expect that means something new is coming very soon. A band from Seattle, Washington there. I know they just played Austin City Limits. I know this because Kate's grandparents told me this when we were having brunch yesterday. It's a shame when your wife's grandparents are cooler than you. Well, we're about out of time, so let's get some business out of the way. I want to let you know that you've been listening to the Too Much Rock podcast number 194. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on all your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter at Sid Much Rock. You can find me out and about in the world on the 9th at the Record Bar to see Canasta, and I think the 18th at the Riot Room to see Life and Times for their CD release. The 20th, I'll be seeing Dead Girls at the Record Bar, and the 25th, I'll be seeing Emily Autumn at the Beaumont, which should be very, very entertaining. Let's see. Let's end the podcast off this week with a track by The Devil's Blood. This is a band from Eindhoven in the Netherlands. They are Metal Blade Records, and this album comes out January 17th, so it is a new release, our first 2012 of the new year. I'm going to play the song called Die the Death. And as you can guess from the song called Die the Death, this is going to be a little harder than I usually play on the podcast, or maybe right in line with what I usually play as the last track. But this isn't death metal or black metal or folk metal. It's weird. It's got lots of elements of metal, power metal in particular, but it's also got really complex melodies. It's got lots of elements of, I don't know, maybe even goth or prog rock, or I don't know. It's kind of lots of different places and lots of good things and pop elements in it. So really listen to this one. Don't just hit stop now like I know you always do. So let's end off with this. This is The Devil's Blood with the track Die the Death off their forthcoming album, The Thousandfold Epicenter.